This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, February 12th. Cattle markets yesterday getting a bit more buying activity as we pushed beyond some resistance levels and have managed to, especially in the live cattle, and have managed to get back up to trading range highs in the feeder cattle. But in the lives, we've got the Feb front months back up to those mid-December highs, and the back months starting to break above some resistance levels and take a look at those spike highs that were put in here a couple weeks ago already. So the market not backing off at all after a major reversal down, and a key reversal at that. Market's got no follow-through, and we've just slowly been grinding our way back up, coming up to test those spike highs. Cash markets have performed fairly stable. Last week we were up one on the Fed trade at about 125, it looks like. Dress trade up a couple at 200 even. The box beef values were higher yesterday as well. Choice up 153 at 217. Select up 269 at 214. The spreads back down to 302. Movement 78 loads. So weather is clearly the driver here. There's been a winter stress storm, winter weather across the northern plains, dipping into the eastern central plains and throughout pretty much all the northern part of the Midwest for, frankly, a couple months now. Feedlots have struggled to dry out, to get in better condition. The cattle are stressed, and it continued to keep cattle off the market, keep weights down. Packers have found themselves, you know, struggling to keep enough numbers around them, even though you've got record numbers on feed. So this is clearly a weather-driven market, supported by steady domestic demand, which has been very good, and export levels that potentially are kind of ticking up. Export sales last week were very good. Of course, that's as of late December, so we'll see how that continues to go, but it's at least some positive on the horizon. But the bottom line in the cattle complex is you got weather continuing to stress cattle, continuing to slow down the weight gains and thus the marketings, and it slows down, obviously, in movement of feeder cattle. That's been kind of a wet blanket, if you will, on the feeder cattle market. It's managed to move higher, and I think you're seeing decent demand step up at the cash auctions, which is underpinning the feeder cattle market, and it is back to some trading range highs as well. This is going to be important to see what we do here. These are pretty significant levels that stalled the market in November, stalled it again in December, and here we are back up there one more time. The bottom, we got like triple bottoms working in some of these markets, double bottoms in others. So there seems to be a fairly well-defined low and a decent defined, swing highs, which would establish a trading range. And we're bumping up right at the top end of that trading range, at least on the May, the August feeders. The April feeders are pretty close to that. March is still stuck right in the middle of its trading range. So I think what the market is telling us is by spring, we expect to see decent demand for feeder cattle, and that would make sense. You're going to have, at this point, it appears good grazing conditions across much of the plains, and your feedlots will have cleaned out by then, and you'll move cattle out, whether they're, slaughter weight ready or not, they're going to be moved out, and you're going to see good demand show up for placements. So they'll be competing with each other, but it's right in front of us. The question is, how fast can this winter weather move out? And it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. For a couple weeks, we've still got these extreme conditions forecast to hang around. That would continue to suggest we're going to be underpinning the market. So we'll see what feeder cattle can do with the top end of this trading range. The live cattle, one would think, would have pretty tough time here at these spike highs. But we're here, and we'll know soon what they're going to do with it. We're kind of quickly approaching some potential seasonal high time windows, usually around mid-March, but you could find it early. And again, weather is driving that momentum to the upside anyway. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.